Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. Earlier this month, the host of a popular Iraqi radio show was killed at his home in Baghdad with two gunshot wounds to the head. Hadi al-Makti was known for his fearless critiques of the Iraqi government. His radio show was called To Whoever Listens. He'd recently become an organizer of Iraq's protest movement, and he was arrested and beaten by security forces after a demonstration last February. Today, we'll talk about the risks that Iraqi journalists face. And we'll start with another journalist who survived an attack in August. Assos Hardy is the founder and editor of the Awana newspaper in Iraqi Kurdistan and a member of the Human Rights Watch Middle East and North Africa Advisory Committee. He's on the line with us now from the newsroom of his paper in Sulaymaniyah. Assos, tell us what happened to you.
On the evening of 29th of August, around 7 o'clock, I came out from my office. I went to my car to go home. I saw someone was waiting there, dressed in black. I didn't imagine that he's waiting for me. So I went to my car. When I opened the door, he started to beat me from behind. The first one was directly on my head, and I fall down. And he came beyond me and started to beat me on my head several times. For my luck, after a while, some people appeared on the corner of the avenue, and when he saw the people, he ran away, and there was a car picked up him, and they ran away.
And you were injured. You required stitches. You gave a press conference, I believe, that night, and have spoken out about
yes.
What's happened to you.
My head has wounded in six different places. The overall length of the wounds was about 19 centimeters. I received 32 stitches on my head. In the press conference, I told my colleagues, the reporters who were there, my message to the attackers is, if they think they can stop us from doing what we are doing, they are very wrong, because these kind of attacks makes us more insisting on our job and doing our duties as we have done always.
As journalists, and you are, and also, so you are back at Awana newspaper, you are back reporting.
Yes, exactly. In fact, only 3 days after the attack, and still my wounds are on my head, I decided to go back to my work to send the message that they cannot stop me. Not me, nor my colleagues.
We're going to turn to Samer Muscati. He's the Iraq researcher at Human Rights Watch, and he's on the line with us now from Toronto. Samer, you wrote a report last May on the many threats to journalists in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, where Assos Hardy works and was attacked. Hadi al-Makti was killed in Baghdad. What are you seeing in terms of attacks on journalists all over the country?
There's definitely similarities between what's happening in Kurdistan and what's happening in Baghdad and the rest of the country. Journalists are under risk. They're under threats when they report on things that people in positions of power are unhappy about. Those journalists, you know, are targeted through lawsuits and through other mechanisms as well. And what we're seeing is, even though the security situation has somewhat improved since 2007 and attack by extremists has lessened against journalists, we are seeing a more robust security force, both in the north and in the south, using their power to silence journalists.
So you're talking about government security forces in the north and in the rest of Iraq.
Yes.
What laws are in place to protect the press?
Well, recently the government passed a law to protect journalists. There were some flaws in this piece of legislation, including members who receive protection have to be a part of the syndicate, the journalism syndicate, which a lot of journalists, especially freelancers, were not happy with. They didn't want to join a type of union. And even though there is this law that is supposed to protect journalists, there are some pretty horrendous pieces of legislation that actually impact journalists, including the penal code, which makes it a law to insult top officials in Iraq. So we still see there's a lot of legislation that needs to be reformed so that journalists and others are able to speak freely.
And tell me a little bit more about Hadi al-Mahdi, who he was and what he did and what his loss means for the community of journalists in Iraq.
His loss is a huge loss for journalists across Iraq. He was well known in Baghdad and other parts of the country, not only for his radio show that was, you know, very popular in Baghdad. And he was, you know, happy to sort of focus on abuses by government, by the social inequity, by corruption, even though he was threatened and harassed himself. And he was a vocal proponent of the September 9 protest, which was supposed to be the first big protest after, you know, the holy month of Ramadan, and the day before he was killed.
What is the connection between the protest movement? We haven't heard that much about the protest movement in Iraq. What is the connection, or is there a connection between journalists and the protest movement that has arisen in Iraq since February?
Yes, I think the connection is that the risks that journalists and protest organizers and protesters face are similar. Protest organizers and protesters have also been subject to attacks. They have been threatened. They have been detained. So similar types of violations that they're facing from either governments or from government-backed thugs. This is something that unfortunately has continued since February, the start of protests in Iraq. I think the killing of Hadi al-Mahdi sadly highlights that journalism in Iraq remains a deadly profession.
Assos, I know you won. I remember you won an international press award a couple of years ago, and you said in your acceptance speech that after decades of tyranny and politically affiliated press in Iraq, Kurdistan at least was on its way towards consolidating press freedom. Do you think that Kurdistan and Iraq are making progress still, or are you moving backwards?
I'm very sad to say that recently all the journalists feel that there are a growing pressure on journalists in Kurdistan and generally in Iraq. There are a raise in attacks and pressure on the journalists, especially the independent journalists and media outlets. I think it's a struggle between two fronts, a front which wants to keep the situation as it is, to continue its ruling and its power and authority on the society. And on the other hand, we have a front of independent media, civil society organizations who try to move forward and to step by step to become closer and closer to an open society and democratic system in this country.
And do you think these attacks, the attack on you, the death of Hadi al-Mahdi, are changing how journalists report the news and what gets reported on? Are people afraid now to keep going?
To be frank, I cannot deny that some people would be afraid about what happened to their colleagues. But generally, the general mood that I feel, especially after the attack on myself, I believe that the anger of the public and my colleagues is becoming bigger and bigger, and their insistence of continuing their job is growing too.
That's good to hear. What are the next steps for justice in your case, but also for increased press freedom in Iraq?
As for my case, I have to say that the security forces have been a great job, and they found out within a very small period of time the attackers, and they have arrested them. I hope that the judiciary system also will prove its neutrality and independency and bring the case to a legal and logical end, which is punishing the people who attacked me and also the people who sent them. Generally speaking, for our country, as I said, it's a struggle, and I am sure that the future belongs to the free journalists and free press and open society. And so, sooner or later, these kind of mentality must come to an end, and we will have an open society sooner or later.
That was Assos Hardy, the editor-in-chief of Wayna newspaper in Iraq, who was recently attacked while leaving his office in Iraqi Kurdistan. I also spoke with Samer Muscati, the Iraq researcher at Human Rights Watch. You can read about the killing of journalist Hadi al-Mahdi on the Human Rights Watch website, where you'll also find information on increasing threats to journalism and press freedom in Iraq. That's at hrw.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about HRW, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.